Last week we had I think it was Friday or Thursday, we had a reading of Jesus feeding the 5,000. So just before this, in John's Gospel, if you go open up John's Gospel and around this section, you have these beautiful moments of Jesus revealing what's going to happen with the Eucharist, what's going to happen with the Mass. And so I thought I'd just break open just a little bit what Jesus is saying, because it's very important for us in our faith to understand this key teaching of the bread from heaven. So Jesus, in this gospel, he said, "I tell you most solemnly, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven." Now, as I said last week, which I'll say again because it's very important, that's the story of Moses leading his people out of Egypt, and they're in the wilderness and they're starving and they're complaining to Moses. And so Moses pleaded with the Lord. And if you open up Exodus chapter 16, you can have a read after of that interesting story. Verse 11 says, "The Lord spoke to Moses and said, 'I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening quails came and covered the camp. In the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layers of dew lifted, there was a on the surface of the wilderness was a fine flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground.'" And that became like a bread-like substance, which they called manna. Now, that's how the Lord provided to his people in the desert. And then in verse 19, it says, "Moses said to them, 'Let no one leave any of it over until morning.' But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and became foul. And Moses was angry with them." So the key instruction they had was the Lord's going to provide you manna from heaven and quail, but take only what you need. Don't take anything else. And then if you leave anything else, it became foul. That's what happened. Last week we heard the verse where Jesus feeds the 5,000 and there was too much left over. There was 12 baskets full. A key difference. Now here in the gospel, we have Jesus saying that the true bread that comes from heaven, like the manna, falls down like the dew, comes from heaven, is Jesus. And when you eat that bread, you'll never be hungry again. He who believes will never thirst. It won't go off. You won't have to wait until the next day and then go for it again. The true bread from heaven has capacity to fulfill your deepest hunger into eternal life. What it's providing you is life, life to the full, the very presence of God. We believe as Catholics that bread, that the Eucharistic sacrament is truly, substantially, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. It's our source and summit, because when we have that bread, that true bread from heaven, we have the very presence of Jesus within it. We have the very life of God. We have the ability to have our truest, our most deepest hunger quenched, and in a way that is not limited. The graces we receive from that sacrament are not limited. They're so much more amazing, so much more abundant than we could ever imagine. I brought the book here. I'll just bring it one second. In the Eucharistic prayer, in second Eucharistic prayer, the priest prays when it comes to the time of the consecration, "You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your spirit upon them like the dewfall." Like the dewfall. It's a direct link to Moses, that the dewfall of manna falling from heaven. And now here, God's going to provide this abundant of grace. It's going to fall from heaven like the dewfall, like the manna, but the true manna, which is life. And if we have it, we'll never be hungry again. We'll never be thirsty. It's a huge promise. It's a huge grace that we're receiving. But when we receive the grace of any sacrament, We're given so much. We're given so much in the sacraments. As we, in our lives, we journey through our wilderness, through the earth, we often can be like the people in the desert complaining. We can turn away from the grace. We can disobey. Our job is to open up our hearts with the help of the Holy Spirit to see what's in front of us, to recognize what moment we're in, to ask the Holy Spirit to release the graces that we're already given, to make them actually overflow into our lives, that we can cooperate, that we can partner with God in that. Because what we're given is abundant beyond all imagination, and it's what Jesus is communicating us today. Amen.